wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. Thank you to Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, being our sponsor on this program going on 11 years. Could it be 11 years now? Holy cow. I got to go back and look for sure. That just seems like it's been forever and a day in Gould Parts. Alan Gould, his great staff, we thank them for all that they do on the program today. Two of the very best athletic directors in our area, Steve Longwell from Eaton and Eric Johnson from Windsor, going to jump on the program. And then we're going to switch it up a little bit and do a little softball stuff for you guys. Vince Moreno, Roosevelt softball coach, is going to be on segment three. And then in the final segment, Dave Fosdick, the Northridge softball coach, will jump on the program as well. As we said, Gould Parts, downtown Eaton. They're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Any part you need, truck parts, car parts, anything you need, just put the number up on the fridge. 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right. Speaking of Eaton, how about, maybe the best run sports organization out there, the athletic department. Steve Longwell has done such a great job. And there's you sit there and think, what's in the water in Eaton? They win so many championships. It's about the staff, and it's about the fact that they've been put together by this man, Steve Longwell, who also does a ton of stuff for Chassa as well. Caught up with Steve Longwell, the Eaton athletic director, and here's that interview. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Clark. Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. Give this to me. The fall is such a busy time. I mean, it's more sports than any other of the seasons that we go through. Do you start doing some fall work in the spring? Do you have to do that? Because I know you're looking at taking some time off in the summer, right?
I don't think we ever take any time off as athletic directors.
I'll second that, Steve.
We do, yeah. We try to get some planning done in the late spring to make sure that we are ready to go when August rolls around because, as everybody knows, it gets here and man, you start off with a bang.
Yeah, and I mentioned this just in a tease leading up to the interview here. Yeah, with the success at Eaton is off the hook. I mean, there's no real way to go, this figures because it's a school. How many students now? Are we around 500?
We're probably about 580.
Okay. And you have that kind of pool to draw from, but just championship after championship. You've got guys going to the next level. You guys got guys playing in the pros. I mean, we always say what's in the water and eating. And Steve, I just keep going back to the staffing. I mean, you look around and you see the staff for football. Zach Lemon, he's been implanted in there forever. Dean Grable, the same way there. You had the long, long run with Jim Daniels. Stanley in baseball, and now Todd Hernandez has picked that up, and he's rolling through. You've got Gwen Forster on the volleyball side, and on and on and on it goes for the staffing. I'm just going to say kudos to you, man, for putting together a staff that knows how to treat its kids and knows how to win.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate over the years that I've been here at Eaton that we've got coaches that do put kids first, and we all know that consistency in coaching staff is a huge factor on success. And, we've just been fortunate that, we've had coaches that have been here 8+ years in each of the programs, and it shows.
Anything in particular, Steve, you're looking forward to in the fall coming up? I mean, any surprises for us? I know we'll talk about the new building, the new school, the new property, all that stuff in a second. But aside from that, just the sports, things that are coming themselves, any news for us? Or what are you excited about coming up? Of course, a football team back-to-back trying to three-peat.
Well, that's going to be a huge one, but we know that each year is a new year and new kids, and so we'll see what happens there. I know Coach Lemon and his staff have been working all summer with the football team, and, it'll be exciting to see what happens. We definitely have a target on our back there, but you never know. So they'll get to work here next week, and we'll see what happens there. So in all of our programs, in the fall have been fairly successful, volleyball and softball. So, we're looking forward to some great things this fall.
And Steve, I've always just so admired the fact that your great athletes are multi-sport athletes. You know, looking at next year's baseball team, there's three guys that will have been offered, that I know of, Division I scholarships. I mean, we're talking not just, we're talking Oklahoma State, we're talking Arkansas. Mitch Haythorne is just knocking it out this summer, and it will have multi offers to get that kid on their campus. But, you know, kudos to you, and is there anything that is emphasized to get these kids to play multiple sports, because it's terrific?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our philosophy here at Eagan, is we want kids to participate in multiple sports, because it's going to just make them a better athlete overall. And kids want to be a part of sports. They want to be a part of the success and the tradition that each of the programs have. And so that plays into it, makes a huge difference. But, you know, kids want to get out and compete.
All right, Steve, let us know, where are we in time frame as far as getting on the new campus, getting the buildings open up? That's the main thing, first of all. Are we on target? I thought that you guys are setting your starting day back a little bit further than other schools just to get everything in place.
Yeah, and we've had that on the books for a couple of years since when we began construction. We had an extended summer this summer, so we won't actually start school till the day after Labor Day, September 6th. So just to give the construction company enough time to finish up the little odds and ends. But, yeah, we're looking forward to opening up the building on the 6th of September and having kids in and you know, just kind of celebrating a new facility.
And, Steve, that's kind of like back in the day. Schools never started until after Labor Day. Doesn't seem that odd, but it really is odd in this era. Hey, let's go Chassa talk a little bit, Steve. It seems like they've been a little quiet, and maybe it's because I'm not in front of the computer every day getting all their emails. But with the new leadership, what's going on, you know, within Chassa, and what changes might we anticipate?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bruce, and you know, it has been kind of quiet down there, and I think that is attributed to the new leadership, new commissioner Michael Kruger coming in, and, you know, just trying to kind of see, gauge where things are. And really, I think they're doing a lot of listening right now to the communities of Colorado and the school districts of Colorado, just to see, you know, what's going on, what are the issues, what do we need to do to move the organization in a positive direction. And I do think, I've known Michael Kruger for, gosh, probably 20-some years, and I think he is the individual that can take Chassa to the next step.
And was he formerly at Palisade?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he was a coach in Palisade for many years, an athletic director over there. So he's a man in the position of the leadership there that he's experienced the day-to-day rigors that athletic directors and coaches go through. So he's got a pretty good grasp on that.
We're talking to Steve Longwell, athletic director out at Eaton High School. We've got Eric Johnson, the Windsor AD, coming up a little later in the program, though. So things are set to go. Finally, are we to a point, Steve, where the word COVID you don't hear so much?
Yeah, I don't think we hear it a whole lot. It still rears its head up every once in a while, but I think it seems to me that everybody's to a point now where it's like the common flu, you know.
Sure,
might contract it, and you deal with it, and you move on. You know, I don't think it's that big, ugly scarecrow in the back of the room, if you will, that is lingering over us anymore. But, you know, we've been fortunate here at Eaton that even last year and even the year of COVID, we kind of just put our heads down and got to work and got after it. So, I think we're seeing things, if you will, get back to normal.
Yeah, no question about it. I know Bruce has got one more for you before we let you go here.
Steve. What's your take on the new football leagues? And let's step outside of football a little bit. Change in various leagues throughout the state in other sports.
Yeah, I think football is an interesting one. You know, speaking from Eaton High School's point of view and Patriot League schools, breaking all those Patriot League teams up into three conferences, I think, is only going to benefit the Patriot League schools. getting into the playoffs.
Agreed. Agreed. So yeah.
I think we're going to see a large number of Patriot League schools in the playoffs, and so hey, look out the rest of the state.
Steve, do you reach out to the like Faith Christian? Okay, we dealt with Faith Christian forever coming out of the metro, but Steamboat Springs in there, that's a bit of a trip. Do you know those athletic directors already? Do you reach out to them if you don't know them? Do you offer the olive branch, so to speak?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've been in it long enough, 28 years, that I know the majority of the athletic directors, and I have relationships with the. With all of these schools that are in our football conference, but yeah, even at that point, we got together this spring a few times on Zoom and so forth, and had some meetings just to make sure that we were all on the same page, especially, Steamboat, clear on the other side of the mountain. But yeah, we do that. We get together, figure things out, and make sure that we can have a great working relationship.
Right on. Steve, thank you so much for your time. Try not to be overwhelmed. Get that thing rocking and rolling over there in Eaton. And September 6th, we'll look forward to. Is there a date that I thought there was a date that they're going to do a media walkthrough maybe for the school?
I'll do media walkthrough any day anybody wants to.
There we go. I'm going to be knocking on your door. I want to get in there and see if we stole anything from that old basketball gym and brought it over, because that's pretty crazy good stuff.
I will tell you real quickly that we did steal some stuff out of that old gym, and it will be in the new gym.
That a baby. That's what I want to hear. So one of my favorite places to go, no doubt.
Mine too, Coach. Yeah. Mine too.
Steve, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
And there's Steve Longwell, the Eaton Athletic Director. Always good stuff, always fun stuff with Steve. Will they, is the question, have that new school ready to go when they are supposed to open that first week in September coming up? All right, we want to thank Milton's also, the Coach's Corner sponsor. Milton's, of course, was Kramer's Wedge Store and that great Tatanka Grill for years and years. Now Luke and Abby Gardner, they've been a part of Kramer's forever. Now they're the owners now, so it's just seamless. I mean, you get the great made-from-scratch food now at Milton's. You get all that customer service at Milton's. Check out Fridays when they have free sodas out there. I mean, they're knocking it out of the park at Milton's. They've got you covered at Milton's in Kersey, Milton's in Greeley, and Milton's in Eaton as well. We thank Milton's for their sponsorship here of Coach's Corner on the program. All right, we'll come back in a moment on the show here. Eric Johnson, the Windsor AD, is going to jump in with us. We'll do that when we come back right here. Preps Rewind on a Saturday, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Frantic music getting us going here on a Saturday in Northern Colorado. Thank you to Milton's, as we talked about coming out of this break. And I'm telling you what, folks, head on out there, man. Everything that they do out there is the greatest stuff. Was Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill, Milton's now, Greeley. Evans, the Greeley, Eaton, and of course, state of the art store out in Kersey. All right. Love what they do at Windsor High School, no doubt about it. Used to be the principal at the middle school out there, Eric Johnson. I met Eric at Valley High School when he was the AD over there. Not only is he one of the best ADs in the business, but he's also my favorite basketball official. This guy is just, everything he does is outstanding, no question about it. Eric Johnson, the Windsor AD, caught up with him. Here's a look at that interview. EJ, how are you, my friend?
Clark, I'm doing great. Coach, it's good to talk to you.
How are you,
well,
man?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate
lots of
it.
Things going on over at Windsor High School right now. I saw the parking lot driving over to the station. It was full.
Yes, sir. We're back with staff today. So we got teachers in building for the first time today, and we're getting ready to rock and roll with students next Tuesday.
Yeah, Eric, the fall is such a busy time. I mean, more sports in the fall than any of the other seasons. Kind of asked this to Steve earlier. Do you get a jump on the fall? Have you got to start looking during the spring before you get to summer while school is still in session? Are you doing some things that kind of get you straightened up for the fall so it's not so overwhelming when you get there?
Yeah, we certainly try to do that in a normal year. I would say that's certainly the way we like to do it. This year's been a little bit abnormal for us in that, you know, our principal, Mrs. Scallon, moved over to the district office. She's now our superintendent, and we got a new principal, Dr. Tom Dodd, who's an amazing supporter of arts and activities and athletics. So getting to know him and work in that new role, and then I lost arguably the best athletic secretary in the state of Colorado,
Sandy.
You know, she finally decided to retire and spend some time with her grandkids and her family. So
what's
I'm training up a new secretary, and she's amazing. Her name's Britt.
Britt, well, I'm sure when I call all over there, it's going to be great with Britt, but I can't remember calling your office and not talking to Sandy.
Yep.
So. I know. Yeah, it's going to be a surprise for a lot of folks, but she's enjoying her retirement and well-deservedly so. So, yeah, it's been a little crazier than most, confirming schedules, getting to know a lot of different things. We're some new platforms, new websites, new stuff. And so it's a little busier than most years, but as always, looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge.
Yeah. EJ, you were the principal over at the Windsor Middle School. Is that mm-hmm. something you see on your list down the road? I know you didn't kind of jump at this opportunity as the principalship opened up there at Windsor, but is that something you see down the road, or do you want to stick on the athletic side?
Call me a glutton for punishment, Clark, but I don't have any plans to leave the athletic world.
Baby.
I think my experience, my background, and my passion really lie here, and I think I can extend my influence to our student body and our community in the best possible way by being the assistant principal and athletic director here at Windsor.
Well, Eric, I think the biggest compliment we can give you is you're a gym rat.
Yes,
and
sir.
It doesn't matter what sport, it doesn't matter, you know, what kids are involved. You are always there for them, and whether it's at Windsor High School as the athletic director, but you're always helping out with officials, recruiting officials, and as Clark said, one of the best officials around. So, gym rat is what you are, buddy.
I appreciate those compliments. I've learned from some great guys in that avocation through the years. John Haithley and Paul Weber and Jeff Maxey and Perry sure. Lewis. And I mean, just go down the list. We're very fortunate in Northern Colorado have great officials and really good people on top of it. So, just try to do the same thing and give our kids and our community every opportunity to be proud of what we're doing.
Hey, Eric, anything new as far as, you know, league alignment that affects you guys? New with CHASA leadership? What's your take on some of those issues?
Yeah, so there are some changes for us that will impact us. You know, we're moving to a slightly different football conference in alignment with one of the new there's two Northern football leagues in the 4A ranks. So we'll be in the same conference this year with Skyline, Greeley Central, Loveland, Silver Creek's on the other side. Who am I missing? Grand Junction Central.
That's right,
Grand Junction.
Believe it or not, that's a league game.
Well, we just talked about Steamboat being in the league with Eaton, and I'm like, wow, that's a trip. Grand Junction Central, that's not a walk in the park either. So
yeah. Luckily, they come to us this year, and then we'll have some time to plan for that trip to the other side of the state next year.
You know, and think of that; they have to come over every other week.
Correct.
That's right.
You know, everybody else just goes there one time.
Every 2 years, yeah.
Well. Yeah, they do a great job. Paul Kane, the district athletic director over in D51, is just amazing. And the ADs over there are great to work with, too.
All right. Well, we brought it up. Officiating, always an issue. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, man, I really enjoyed my summer. Got to get out and umpire with my son, Jake. And we had a blast. And for the most part, just like I always say, the kids, the parents, the coaches, most of them were well behaved. But it doesn't take many to ruin things. And I did find out something, and I always thought that it's kind of funny. Obviously, the best place to call a baseball game from is down the third baseline in the stands,
because everybody knows that.
All
everybody
the parents seem to know balls angle. And strikes better than I did. And also the folks that would yell from the crowd, always were the ones that didn't seem to know the rules. And mm-hmm. as an official, you don't have time to sit out there and talk to the crowd. You've got to go about your craft and get it done. But it was fun. It was eye opening. It was a great father son experience. I must say that for me and my son.
That's
to get
fantastic.
Out there. Yeah.
That's
so
fantastic.
The 100-degree days out there when you got to do 7 hours in a row. That's a tough one.
Yeah,
it's a tough one to get out there. You don't think about that, but oh my.
Sounds like whining to me.
That's why
here we go. It sounds like
that's
a little whining, you know. Get the violin out.
A climate controlled sport like basketball is way better for this game.
That's right. Now, will you officiate again this year? Did you officiate at all last year, or are you just too busy to ever get there anymore?
I did a few games last year. I didn't work a ton of games after the break specifically. I was actually in the hospital. I had COVID, so I was out off the off the floor for a couple months. So, but back and feeling a lot better, and certainly hopeful to be on the court again. You know, my oldest daughter's out. My middle daughter is going to be a senior this year.
That's right.
So, going to try to be as involved as I can as her. My son's an eighth grader. So, those things have cut into the schedule a little bit here and there. But where I can, I'm certainly going to try to get back on the floor and certainly still maintain activity with trying to recruit and retain new people. I became the chair of the official fees committee for CHASA this year. So I'll be working with a lot of officials from all kinds of sports around the state to look at how we can continue to grow and develop the resource to pay people, frankly, what they need to make an opportunity happen out on the field or on the court. So looking forward to that. And then really just trying to work with our parents and our kids to understand the importance of growing the ranks as well.
Sure.
One of the things I'm most excited about is the introduction of a new class in our PE department in our curriculum here for credit, where students can learn how to officiate sports, and they can actually take tests at the end of the term to become a certified official in baseball or softball or volleyball or basketball, and can go start working middle school games or some of the community games to just grow that population of younger people to replace us old guys that are getting a little long in the tooth.
And so. Real quick, Coach or Eric, are other schools following suit and trying to get classes to involve official recruitment?
Yeah, we've talked with some of the schools, both locally and across the state, that are doing similar initiatives. And I know that there are some schools, we've specifically partnered with a few in the Midwest, in Iowa and Indiana, where they have written curriculum. And so it's not a novel idea, but it's certainly, I think we're one of the first schools around this area to try to start it and grow it. And I know because of my experiences and because of how important it is for me to have people understand, if we don't have officials, we're just having practice.
That's right.
Isn't a game without an official. So it's important for us to grow not only a new field or a new crop of potentially younger officials, but it's important for us to work with our parents and our community and our athletes to understand the respect that needs to be given and the conduct that needs to be demonstrated when people come to our facilities and our events, to make sure that we're not running people off by how we aren't taking care of our business. So we're going to put a high emphasis on that. We always have. We've had great community support. We try to take care of our officials, you know, give them a bottle of water and a Snickers bar and make sure they know where to go, and just try to give them the best experience possible, like we would expect them to give to our kids.
All right. EJ, thank you so much for jumping on with us. We'll catch up with you soon. Keep knocking it out over there at Windsor, and thank you so much for what you do for our kids, for our student-athletes. Just rocking the boat over there in Windsor. We really appreciate you.
Hey, right back at you guys, man. Always good to talk with you.
And there is Eric Johnson, the AED, the athletic director out at Windsor High School. So it's going to be fun. I think game two for us, we're going to have the Windsor Wizards this football season going to Meade. What a great way to start our season coming up. We've got Loveland going to Fossil Ridge at Timnath High School to open things up on August 25th. That's a Thursday. And then Friday night, we'll be out at Meade High School as the Windsor Wizards and the Meade Mavericks, state runner-up Meade Mavericks, get to battle for the rights to win game number one on the season. All right, we'll come back in a moment, continue with the program. Vince Moreno, Roosevelt softball coach, joins us next right here on Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. We're back in a moment from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program. It is Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in NoCo. It's just another crispy, cool Saturday out there. Oh, my God. This has been, I'll tell you what, I've been out here for 150 years in Colorado, and I can't remember a June, July, and now leaning into August that's been so warm. Holy cow. But, all right, so stay hydrated and hug your kids, but hug them quick so they don't start sweating on you today. Preps Rewind brought to you by Gould Parts downtown Eaton. They're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Just go over there, tell Alan, Vic, Marie, the whole gang, thank you. Thank you for what you do. They're such a huge part of all of the prep stuff that we do out here and here at KFKA. They are, they're indispensable for us. We love all the guys at Gould Parts. All right, well, let's get to this. Now, Vince Moreno, we're going 80s to softball now. Vince Moreno, the Roosevelt softball coach, boy, they've run it, man. Three straight years to the state tournament. They know how to get it done out there, and Vince is a terrific softball coach. Caught up with him and talked about this year's Rough Rider squad. Here's that interview. Vince, how are you this morning?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Eighth year for you at Roosevelt with the girls' softball program. That's gone pretty quick, hasn't it?
It has. I was talking to my wife the other day, like, man, can you believe this is my eighth year as the head coach?
It's crazy. But, Vince, my goodness gracious, you have to be delighted the way that this program is going. I mean, last 3 years have really been the best. Three trips to the state tournament. Last year, of course, I know you don't – maybe you do want to see D'Evelyn again. They've knocked you out twice in a row, right?
They have. Devlin's been a thorn in our side the last couple of years. But, yeah, the last 3 years have been great for us, you know, just especially where we started. We have that gradual incline of the wind, you know, an extra wind here and there each year. And the last 3 years has been amazing. So we're looking to hopefully to build off of that.
Boy, no kidding. And 34-11 just the last 2 years. So your girls have just rocked and rolled so far. This was a pretty cool cast last year, though. I mean, there's some really good seniors. Malaya Coleman, Sydney Loya, Marin Lovern. Those three kids right there, those are hard to replace, right?
Oh, they're very hard. You know, you have somebody like Malaya that's been with us, you know, all 4 years along with Marin. You know, when they came in their freshman year, and I told them this on their senior day, like, you guys made the difference. That's when our program turned around, you know. So losing those two, Sydney was a transfer in last year, but she was a big part, you know, with our season last year. Losing our starting catcher, Emily Davis, was another big part for her, you know, that we're going to miss this year.
So, sure.
But that class was a huge turnaround for us when they came in as freshmen, for sure.
Hey, Coach, a little change in conference this year as far as scheduling. You're kind of following the baseball model with home and home games, but so many conference games and so few non-conference games. What's your take on this?
You know, I'm not a fan of it.
I'm not either. But,
but, you know, it is what it is, you know, and we're going to, again, we'll take a game by game. We'll look forward to the birthday tournament that we played in the last, since I've been here. And so we get, you know, four different teams outside of our conference, and usually they're pretty good by giving us teams that we won't see in our league. A little bit like, you know, Meade or Erie, somebody in that conference if they're playing in it. But Buddy does a really good job of giving us some, you know, different teams that we can face to help us out. So.
All right, talking with Vince Moreno, the head softball coach out at Roosevelt High School, rolling along state tournament the last 3 years, as we talked about. Talked about the seniors that are going, but boy, the cupboard's not bare here. As far as pitching goes, let's go there first, because that's probably the main concern for you. 162 out of the 164 innings were seniors last year, with Malaya and I think Sydney Loya had 10 innings pitched. Malaya had 152. So what does it look like for you on the hill? Tell us who's kind of leading the pack there.
So, you know, we had Bridget McNeil. She came in her freshman year too. She's a senior this year, and we were excited about her, you know. But with, I think Malaya earned that, those innings, you know, all 3 years, because she was our bulldog for us. But I think we'll probably rely on Bridget quite a bit this year. We have a couple of sophomores, Lily Rosenthal, that's threw well this summer. A junior, Reagan Scott, who can come in and pitch. So we have pitching. We're pretty deep in pitching. But again, as far as number wise, the person that we're probably going to rely on quite a bit is going to be Bridget, our senior.
Coach, you talked about summer. Do a lot of your girls play on the same club teams, or are they kind of dispersed out to various clubs? And how do you keep up with them in the summer?
You know, we have they pretty much go. I think there's maybe one girl or one set of girls. I think four of them that play on the same team, but pretty much the rest of them are spread out across different areas here. But you know, they'll send me the schedules or whatever, and I try to get out there. I also umpired during the summer, so I get to see a couple of them play during the summer. So that's kind of fun, is seeing a different perspective, not a coach's perspective, but from an umpire's perspective. But yeah, they're pretty much all the girls play, so that's great for us.
Coach, you and Clark can talk a little umpire stories because, you know, he's a rookie this year.
That's right. Had my rookie year.
You know, but him and his son have been doing a bang-up job on the field and getting to know that side of the game.
Yeah, and Vince, I got to talk to you about this, man. And I tell you what, the 100 degree days out there, that's the tough thing. It's not the foe. I can deal with the folks saying, come on, Blue, where's your zone?
Right.
I can do all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, you're an umpire. Answer in on this. You're an official. We have such a paucity of officials out here. We're not making $1 million out there. We're just getting out, trying to make a little extra dough, trying to keep in the game, trying to do something for the kids, too, that are playing in front of us. Your thoughts on the officials? How can we make it a better game so that we've got officials coming back? Is it the parents? Is it the folks in the crowd? How can we make this better? Because it seems a lot of people asking the same question doesn't seem to be a lot of answers.
Yeah, I would have to say it's the parents.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
it's them. You know, you like I said, you can. As an umpire, you have to have thick skin, right?
You bet.
And I can take so much, you know, from the coaches. You know, I'll take so much from them. I'll tell them at a home plate conference, like, hey, I'll take so much from you. I won't take nothing from your players and try to control your fans, you know. But I don't think it's the head coach's job to control the fans because they can't.
No,
you know, I can't tell mom and dad not to say anything.
That's right.
You know, so. But I would say it is the fans, and if we can somehow calm them down or eliminate them, put them in the outfield where there's nobody behind the backstop, that'd be great.
Yeah, we need to move the dads and the moms way out there. I mean, my favorite thing is where are you parked? Because if you keep it up, that's where you're going to be watching the game from. So yeah,
and maybe more videos of the fans to show them at the family dinner that night than the actual play, and that may put a little stop to it as well.
Exactly,
Coach.
Right.
But,
there you go.
And I found out, Vince, that obviously the best place to call balls and strikes from is down the third base line, because I've got the dads and the moms saying, oh, come on, and I'm right behind the plate. So I figured I've got the best vantage point there. You're right. So take it easy. As Vince says, and we all say, take it easy on your umpires and your officials out there, because if you make it tough on them, folks, they're just not going to show up. We need these guys. We need these folks out there giving their all for what they do, and it's important so that our kids can play at every level. It's not just varsity. It's every level that we're talking about. All right, talk about this team a little bit. Where are you guys at? We're going to Skyline to start things off on the 16th of August coming up here. So we're we're 2 weeks away from opening day. What are you guys working on right now? What's your biggest concern?
So we started our week camp this week, and usually we'll have a week camp right before our mandatory practices start, tryouts start. So right now we're just going over I think with softball, baseball, it's all about your basic fundamentals, right?
Sure.
Fielding a ground ball, throwing, hitting, catching fly balls. So we work on that quite a bit. So we'll continue doing that. We're working on our bunting game. I think for us to be successful this year, we're going to have to be able to lay down the ball, do some small ball. We're not going to have the power that we lost with Marin and Malaya and Sydney.
Sure, sure.
They were our home run threats, so we're losing that. So we're going to be able to play that small ball. So, again, we're going to focus on the little small things that we have to be able to do to be successful.
Coach, do you slap a lot, or is it a traditional bunt game?
Yeah, for us, with Malaya, was probably our best slap. We have a couple girls who can slap, but we also have some girls who can do a nice drag bunt and actually beat it out for, you know, base hits, even from the right side. So we're excited about having them do that all year. But more often it's just a traditional, you know, put it down, move our runner, you're out, you get on. It's a bonus for us.
Absolutely. What about staff for events coming up? Same staff, or you guys change up a little bit?
Nope, same staff. I'm bringing back everybody. Cam will be my assistant out there. Trish Romero, she'll be my pitching coach. And then I have my JV coaches, Kayla Stanley and Dylan Polley.
Fantastic. Vince, thanks for jumping on with us. Always fun to talk Long's Peak softball and such a great league out there, no doubt about it. And thank you for what you do for our kids, our student-athletes out. And then thanks for getting out there and calling balls and strikes, too, man.
You bet. Thanks. Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Vince Marino, the Roosevelt softball coach, talking about his club, Nomalea Coleman, this year. You know, it is sports at the high school level. You go through it, your seniors have to move on to the next level, and you've got to come back and get it done. But they're going to be tough again this year, no doubt. That's Vince Marino, the Roosevelt softball coach. Thank you to West Point Carpet One, folks. They're just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street here. Love what they do. Boy, I tell you what, you want to see a great showroom, walk in to their building. Down 6001 West 10th Street out there. West Point Carpet One, get in. If you have an inkling what you want to do in your remodel, maybe you've got a spec home, you're trying to get the dream home going, get on down there, take a look at the showroom, ask one of their consultants maybe to throw some things up on the computer for you, see what they're going to look like. It's the place to go, folks. West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. It's what they do at West Point Carpet One. Thank Tina and Ty and all the guys out there. Rocky, I don't think Rocky's much in the gang anymore, but boy, oh boy, a great, great store. It's West Point Carpet One. Anyway, let's do this. We'll come back in a moment. Dave Fosdick, the Northridge softball coach, we're going to jump in with him in the final segment here. We'll do that when we come back. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Preps Rewind, final segment of the program here from the Allo Communications Studios on a Saturday, the 6th of August. Should be fun. Don't forget to join us. 13 days, 13 teams. Rejoin on Monday. We'll have Resurrection Christian football, Bob Mock and company. So stick with us here on KFKA, the number one station for high school sports in the state, folks. All right, speaking of that, caught up with Dave Fosdick, the Northridge softball coach. It'll be a fun year for Dave. I think their team is going to be much better this year, and Sydney Fosdick, his daughter, is going to be the leader in the circle. She's back for her senior year. So caught up with Coach Fosdick talking about the Grizzlies softball team coming up here in the fall. Here's Coach Fosdick. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about Northridge. This is a cool year. I'm a dad, and I don't know about you, but it's the highlight of my life was when I was able to coach with my kids. They're on the team. You got to kind of separate yourself and get it done in a good way, but nothing better. And Sydney, is Sydney your oldest?
She's actually my youngest.
Is she really? Okay, you got more Fosdicks on the way. Talk about Sid and talk about your other daughters that are and sons, if you have them, that are coming along the way.
Yeah. Oh, no, Sid is the youngest of the bunch.
That's right. Okay.
My oldest daughter, Nat, she played a couple years in college at NJC. And she's helping out with our preseason camps and that type of stuff. And my other daughter just was... She calls herself a drama geek and just did the drama thing.
Love it.
Which was great. I mean, just because it would have been really hard to have three girls doing softball all at the same
That's
time.
Right.
So, yep. But, yeah.
That would have been tough. Yeah, I understand what youngest means now. I kind of figured that out. That's like your last one out of the group.
I'm trying to translate here, right. Coach. Bruce, you know,
Bruce helps me out sometimes on this thing, so we'll get it right. Yeah. Hey, Dave, we just got done with Vince Marino, the Roosevelt coach, and asked him this question, too. And I thought, and Bruce doesn't love this, and I don't love it, but you look at the schedule, and the home and homes mean that pretty much all but about three of your games this year are taken up in conference play. Would you rather have more non-conference games to see how you fare out against the other teams around your area, or do you like the home and home the way it's set up?
Oh, absolutely. I like last year we did a one and a half, and I think one time through is even great, because there's lots of teams out there that it would be fun to face throughout the year.
Yeah, just getting that competition from different parts of the area, the state. You know, you go down to the Jeffco League or the Centennial League, and you just see so many different girls, and I just like that. But, hey, it is what it is, Coach, in a two-year cycle, and I know you guys will make the most of it.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, it's all about pitching. You don't have to go far to find your pitcher. Tell us some of Sidney's strengths.
Well, I mean, Sid is definitely more – she's always game, but she's way more of a location, pitch-to-hit type pitcher, and that's her strength. If she's hitting her spots and her change-ups dancing – and the defense is on, then we can have a really, really good game. But the lack of depth there, and we have some exciting freshmen, and then also Kennedy Strachheim started developing quite a bit as a pitcher last year. So getting some depth there so that we don't just have to, you know, keep showing Sid whenever, like, they found her or she's not hitting her spots is going to be huge for us.
Coach, you talked about Kennedy Strachheim a little bit there. I mean, she, Haley Michalik, the terrific bats to get you guys going. So your top two RBI gals are back in Strachheim and Michalik. But you said Kennedy, too, she's going to be the B to Sidney's A. That's big for you guys to have two pitchers. 81 innings for Sidney last year and, 36 for Kennedy. So you've got a lot of experience right there.
Yeah, and Kennedy... I would pick her out of any center fielder in the state.
Wow.
She shuts her speed and her arm accuracy. She is just a phenom out there. That's why it's hard to want to bring her into pitching, because, you know, she's so great out there in outfield.
Coach, upcoming seniors this year, do you have any that are probably going to the next level to play collegiately?
Absolutely. Jaya Tellez, and she's our leadoff by default. She's really more of a three-hole hitter, but she just gets on so much, and she's dangerous on the base pass that I've been using there. I'm hoping to maybe be able to move her down in the lineup a little bit because she has such big hits. But she's a three-time all-conference first team, and she's looking at some schools right now. And then Haley Michalik is definitely on the radar at a few schools. I don't think either one's really. I know Jay has a visit at a school in Kansas this week, and I'm not sure if either one of them know for sure where their first choice is. That they're just going to kind of play out the season and do some recruiting trips and figure out what's best for them.
We're talking with Dave Fosdick, the head softball coach out of Northridge High School. A great program out. This is an exciting time for Northridge. Football going to be big this year. Soccer's huge over there. A lot of great things happening. Talk to us about your staff. You guys going to stay with continuity? We got some new members in the staff this year.
We do have one new member. Shelby Clark's back as our head JV coach and assistant varsity coach. But Taylor Hall, which might be a name that pops to softball people, he was a stud pitcher at Windsor back in the early part of this, or last decade, I guess, time just was, and was All-American at, I believe, Otero, and then also went and was very successful at Shattern State. So we're really excited to add her to the staff, and I feel like she's gonna bring a lot.
Hey, Coach, we're going to talk about the little smaller ball now, but your school has to be awful proud of Taylor Aguilar, who has now become a New York Yankee.
Holy cow, we are.
Yeah, that's really cool stuff, no doubt about it. All right, Coach, before we let you go, talk to us about this Longs Peak Conference. I mean, as far as softball goes, this is one of the toughest in the state, don't you think?
Oh, it is. We put three in the Elite Eight last year from our conference. So it's definitely, if you get through your conference, you're going to have a chance to compete once you hit regionals and state.
Yeah, but no question about it. So should be fun. Okay, if we jump on with you as we get into that first week or so in the season, want to see how the girls are doing here, and can't wait to talk to you again, okay?
Thanks, Thank you. Thank you for the time.
All right. There was Dave Fosdick, head softball coach out of Northridge High School, talking about his club, too, coming up. So love on the program. I know that we're heavily concentrating on high school football right now, but love to talk volleyball and softball coming up for the girls. So, boy, fall is a busy season for high school sports, there's no doubt. Thank you to Steve Longwell, the Eaton Athletic Director, Eric Johnson, the Windsor Athletic Director, Vince Moreno, the Roosevelt softball coach, and Dave Fosdick, the Northridge softball coach. Coach, for coming on the program. Join us Monday, Clark and the Coach at 10 a.m., myself and Bruce Dick, and then Monday at 5, 13 Days, 13 Teams, Resurrection Christian Day. Thank you to Gould Parts, Milton's, and West Point Carpet One. Have yourself a great Saturday right here. You've listened to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.